So good morning, good morning, good morning, wherever you find yourself in this beautiful land of the brave, whether it's at the coast, whether it's in the south, whether you are in the beautiful Zambezi regions and the beautiful, you know, Okunene regions, and you know, good morning. Thanks for joining us. It's a pleasure being in your company this very morning. And thanks for choosing Eagle FM this morning to be in your, to be your company, your companion this very morning. Our time is about 36 minutes past the hour of 7. My name is Michael Chiovelli, and this is Unpacking the Day, your daily dose of what is really going on in business, economics, and politics. So every weekday, we cut through the noise to make sense of the big stories, trends, and numbers making headlines. So we keep it clear, a little witty, always curious. So asking the question that matter and giving you a fresh take on what people are saying out there. So the views shared during our segment don't necessarily reflect those of Eagle FM. We are here to unpack what others are saying, spark meaningful conversation, so you can be part of the bigger conversation. So this is your space to unpack the headlines and get to the heart of the stories. So, who is knocking on my door early morning? Good morning. All right. So, maybe you have some emergency or whatever the case may be. So, if you have some emergency, please do come through. So, we will let you go through. Very good morning. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. Good morning. We can hear you. We can. All right. So welcome to Eagle FM. And I don't know what is going on. Maybe the person have some emergency and I keep calling and we can't hear him or her. Good morning, my friend. Who am on that side of? We can't hear you. So that's it. All right, welcome. Our time is about 38 minutes past the hour of 7. Is the 5th of the month of August. So, what is... Let's get into our segment of On This Day on Africa. So, On This Day in Africa. So, the 5th of August. What happened on this day in Africa? So this person is trying to call. Good morning. So what happened on this day in Africa? So on the 5th of August. So on the 5th of August in 1960, Burkina Faso, then known as Upper Volta, gained its independence from France, ending more than 60 years of colonial rule. So this day is celebrated annually as Burkina Faso's Independence Day. So as on the 5th of August in 1969, August of the 5th in 1969, a prominent politician, Tom Mboyo was shot dead in Nairobi, a respected unionist and minister, and his killing shocked the nation and fueled ethnic tensions around the country. So, and in 1998, on the 5th of August, as the Second Congo War erupted, the United States publicly told neighboring states, that's Rwanda, Uganda, Angola, and other countries, not to intervene militarily in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. So, and on the 5th of August 2017, although discussed primarily outside of Mauritania, on the 5th of August, the country held a referendum that, among other changes, approved adding a red band to the flags to represent the country, the country's struggle for independence. All right. So,
Igrafem, welcome to Unpacking the Day. So, we can't hear you. Are you trying to call and, now?
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning. Good morning. Hello? Can we help? Hello? Can I help you?
Yes. How are you?
I'm fine, and yourself?
Is it Unpacking?
Yes. But
hello?
We're just starting. How can I help you?
My friend, call later, eh? So we're just actually starting. We haven't unpacked yet anything, unless you want maybe to comment on something that David probably have said in early morning scope. So we're just starting, my brother. All right? So stay tuned, and you must, and then you can come later, later on. So that's what we have on this day in African history, in Africa. So it's a Tuesday morning, the 5th of August. What is the thought for the day? What is our thought for the day today? So a chief does not shout. His voice is heard in his actions. A chief does not shout. His voice is heard in his action. So the proverb means, it means that a true leader demonstrates their authority and influence through their deeds rather than through loud words and empty boasts. So it emphasizes that effective leadership is rooted in action, integrity, and example setting, which carry more weight than verbal commands or displays of power. So a chief, as a respected leader, so earn trust and respect by what they do, such as making wise decisions, showing fairness, or working for the community's benefit. So rather than actually relying on shouting or forceful speech to assert dominance. So this proverb reflects a cultural value of humility and substance in leadership, where action speak louder than words. So where action speak louder than words, so that's our thought for the day. A chief does not shout. His word is heard in his actions. So we are all chiefs, wherever you find yourself. We are all chiefs. So whether you're a teacher, a doctor, a presenter, a manager, wherever you find yourself, you are a leader. There are people maybe under you. So what it means is that a leader is actually, you are. So you're more effective in your action rather than in what you said. So show example. Show example and show integrity, set examples, integrity, and also your value and everything is actually rooted in what you do rather than what you say. So that is the thought for the day today, and hopefully that helps you in the choices and decision that you make throughout the day today. A chief does not shout. His voice is heard in his action. Hopefully you will set that as an example for you today. So good morning. Thanks for joining us. This is Eagle FM, and you just joined in into Unpacking the Day. So what you can expect today in our program and our show? So what you can expect today is that the government, a promise our government made to us. We're going to look at a promise our government made to us to end hunger by 2030. So we're going to look at that. A government made a promise. Do you know that the government made a promise to us to end hunger by 2030? So we are going to look at that. So, and focusing on the food, So SADC want to push for a law across the region that guarantee every person a right to adequate food. Good idea. So we're also going to look at that. And also, if we have time, we have a serious problem with alcohol. Namibia have a serious problem with alcohol, and that's a report by WHO. So if we have time, we're going to look at that as well. So good morning. Thanks for joining us. And when we come back, we get into some of these stories. So stay tuned.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud. So.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, very good morning, Namibia, and good morning, my dear listeners. Welcome to Unpacking the Day. It is your host, Michael Chiavelli, here with you, ready to cut through the noise and get to the heart of the stories that affect us all. So, you have probably heard politicians talk about big plans, big international goals. One of those is the UN, a Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs. You probably have heard that. Well, it sounds complicated, right? So, but it is not. It is not. Think of it as a global to-do list for a better world, you know? So a global to-do list. This is what we need to do. This is what we need to do to actually have a better world. So think of it as a global to-do list. Now, on that list, goal number two is a big one, okay? And a zero hunger. So the idea is that by the year 2030, we should have ended hunger and made sure everyone has access to safe, nutritious food all year round. So not just, receive, this drought relief all year round. So it is a promise our government made to us, the Namibian people. So, and now, it's only about 4 years left or 5 years left. So are we likely actually to achieve that? A zero hunger. So that's a promise that is actually made by. So this is a story. Also, you can find it's a story. It's a leading a leading story in our in the villages yesterday, the in addition of the villages yesterday. So by Dwight Link. So, and as I said, if you haven't subscribed for the Villager, make sure that you do that. And all what you need to do is send your name and your email address to 081-241-44 to get yourself a free copy of the Villager every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So if you do that, you're definitely gonna get it a free copy of the Villager. It's for free. It's for free. You don't, that's all what you need to do. So now let's get into this. So the Ministry of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform, as I said, so this is the promise our government made to us, that the government have made to us, the Namibian people, that by 2030, that's what I said, why don't we hold people accountable for what they say? By 2030, we should have ended hunger and made sure everyone have access to safe, nutritious food, and almost, you know, nobody's actually suffering from hunger. Nobody's, yeah, that's what it means. So the Minister of Agriculture, Water and Land Reform, now is the main driver of this promise. They are the main drivers of this promise. They are the ones who are supposed to be making it happen. So, but last week, the report landed in a parliament that put a massive question on that promise. So the Auditor General Office, okay, you can call that our financial watchdog, okay, you can call them our financial watchdog, took a deep, hard look at the ministry's progress between 2020 and 2023. So, and my dear listeners, what they found is not just a little concerning, it is actually worrying. It is worrying. So the headline is simple. We are not on track. Not even close. We are not on track. We say by 2030, there should be zero hunger in Namibia. So, and now the Auditor General Office, as I said, so they took a deep, hard look. They took a look, hard look at the ministry's progress. How far have you gone? They asked. So they're also looking, okay, we've given you money all these years from 2020 to 2023. How far you have gone? Looking at the ministry progress now. How far you gone? And then they just realize, my dear, the finding, it's, as I said, it's worrying. And the headline, as I said, is very simple. We are not on track at all. And we are not even close. All right. So this morning, we are going to unpack this report. As I said, this is about, this is also our lead story in yesterday's edition of The Villager, a story by Dwight Link, titled Ministry of the Agriculture Falls Short of Achieving SDG. So that is in our edition of The Villager of yesterday. So check that out. So now we are going beyond the article and the report and ask. So we are going to go beyond the article and the report and ask, where is the disconnect? Is this about incompetence? Is it about incompetence or is it something else? So, and most importantly, what does this failure mean for you and me, for a farmer in Zambezi, for a family in Comersdale? So what does it mean for you? And what is it, what this failure now, what does it mean for me? So stay with us, stay with me. And we're going to put the ministry performance. Now we're going to put the ministry performance under the microscope right after this short break.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Welcome back to Unpacking the Day, and thanks for joining us. Our time is about 56 minutes past the hour of 7, and we go until 9:30. We have plenty and plenty of time to dissect some of the stories that we have on the show this morning. So we are digging into the Auditor's General report on the Ministries of Agriculture. The report said the ministry is failing. It's failing in two key targets for ending hunger. Now, let's break them down. So the first target was about doubling. Now, the first target was about doubling the productivity and the income of our small-scale farmer. That was the first target, doubling the productivity and the income of our small-scale farmers. So these are the backbone of our rural communities, the women, the family farmers, the people on a communal land. All right. Now, the second target was about making sure our farming is sustainable and can withstand challenges like climate change and drought. So two targets. One is doubling the productivity and the income of our small scale farmers. Very simple and clear. So double that. And then the second, the target was about making sure that our farming is sustainable and can withstand challenges like the climate change and drought. So, as I said, it's simple, right? So it just said, hey, help the small guy make more. So that's what it said, help the small guy make more and make sure our whole system is stronger for the future. So that's simple. That's as simple as that. All right. So where did we all go wrong? Where did we go wrong? So the Auditor General point to some huge problem. So what are those problems? Now, first, and this is a classic, okay? The left hand, it doesn't know what the right hand is doing. Have you heard that? Do you know what that means? The left hand, it doesn't know what the right hand is doing. So the report talks about a lack of horizontal coherence. So put that's a quote unquote lack of horizontal coherence. Now, let me translate that for you. So it means that the different departments and ministries involved are not working together. That what simply means they are not working together. They are operating in their own little bubbles, or as we say, in silos. So they are not working together. So one department might be promoting a certain crop, while another isn't providing the water infrastructure for it. So it is a recipe for duplicated effort, wasted money, and zero result. We come back after this commercial.
Titanium, the perfect fit between platinum and silver, complementing our existing benefit options. We always offer a comprehensive healthcare experience. NHP, the premier member-centric medical aid fund. Visit NHP today at nhp.com.na. NHP, we're about you.
All right. So, as I said, as the report says, that's a lack of horizontal coherence, which simply mean that different departments, and we have seen this, and we know that. So different departments and ministries involved are not working together. They're working in silos. So one department may focus on something different and the others completely different as well, which are not complementing each other. And it could be also a duplicated effort. And in the process, wasting money and zero result. So it is inefficiency that cost us, that cost taxpayers, that cost us really dearly. So now that's the first thing. The first thing is that lack of horizontal coherence, which means the department, different department and ministries involved are not working together. Secondly, the second is the data. The report says the information the ministry is using is basically not the it's basically not good enough. So the number don't just add up. So they try to track how we are doing. So now they try to track how we are doing, but the data they got from the statistic agency and other stakeholders were weak. The data was weak. So they couldn't even set a proper yearly target, you know, because you set yearly target based on the data. So they couldn't even set proper yearly target. Think about it this way. So let's say, for example, you're going to Wavish Bay, you know? So, and it's like trying to navigate now from Windhoek to Wavish Bay without a working map, the map that you can, or let's say a GPS. So you're just driving blind. So how can you manage what you can't measure? You can't manage what you cannot, that you are not able to measure. And this is the problem. So, but it get worse. The Auditor General found that for one of the main target, the one about sustainable farming that we talked about, there wasn't even a proper starting point recorded. No baseline. There was no baseline at all. So it's like saying, okay, it's like saying you want to run a marathon. So what is that? So it's like you want to run a marathon, but you never clock. You know, you have to clock that starting line, that starting time. So because that's how it helps you to know where you need to improve. So, it's like that. So how on earth would you know if you really have improved when you didn't know, you know, how, where did you start? So, and then there is the, how do you call this? How do you say this? The final nail in the coffin. The auditors ask for the proof. So they went to the directorate. They went to the directorate responsible for research, for extension services. And the very people supposed, these are now the people who are supposed to be helping farmers with better seed and expert advice. So they asked them, hey, show us the evidence that you have improved performance. So the report says they failed to provide that evidence. So, and then the ministry did try to respond. They provided new set of numbers. Now they provided new set of numbers. But here is the problem. And the Auditor General found that these new revised numbers didn't actually match up. They didn't match the figures in the official government accountability report. So they tried to come up with new numbers. The ministry did try to respond, and they were trying to provide a new set of numbers, but those numbers didn't actually match the figures in the official government accountability report. So the numbers are not reconciling. So when a government body provide figures that don't match, so that actually don't match their own official record, you have to ask, is this just a simple mistake? Or is something, or is someone trying to paint a prettier picture than what really, than what the reality is? So it raises serious questions about, you know, as we always said here, about transparency and about accountability. So we have a plan which isn't coordinated, as we have seen, measured with faulty data, there aren't baseline, missing starting point, there isn't. Where have we started? There's no baseline. So, and with no proof of performance. So that is not a plan. That is not a plan. It is a prayer. So it is a prayer. And it seems our prayers for food security aren't being answered, really. So that's not a plan at all. So now, as you can see, the reasons why, I mean, we, as you can see, why we haven't reached that target yet. So now, when we come back, we'll discuss what this all really means for you and for me. So don't go away.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
A very good morning. Welcome back. Welcome back. And you are with Michael Chavelli on Unpacking the Day. So we just laid out the fact from the Auditor General's report. It's a damning assessment. It's a damning assessment of the Ministry of Agriculture's progress on fighting hunger. That's what we're looking at. So now, I think it's easy to get lost in the official languages, you know, when we look at some of those, you know, document talking about intersectoral synergy, data management systems, strategic objectives. So, as I said here, we cut through that. We cut through that. And what does this bureaucratic failure actually mean on the ground? This bureaucratic failure, what does it mean on the ground, on the real people on the ground? So it means that, okay? It means that the small-scale farmers that were supposed to, you know, to help double their production. So now, these small-scale farmers in Omsati, who was promised better seed to survive the drought, for example, must still be waiting because nothing happened. Eh? They're still waiting. Nothing happened yet. So it means that the young person who wanted to get into farming but needed now the expert within the farm, he needed now the expert advice, might not be actually getting it. So that's what it means. Let's, as I said, it's all good now looking at this bureaucratic failure, but how does that impact the real life of people on the ground? So it means our national food basket is less secure than it should be. It's leaving us, it's leaving us all more vulnerable because we need now to get food from outside. It's leaving us vulnerable to global prices, prices shocks, and also climate change. So this is what it means. So when the ministry failed to implement these grand plans, they are not just SDGs, the UN SDGs. They have a real impact in our lives. So when the ministry failed to implement these grand plans, so it's not a line item in the report. It's not just a kind of like a line item in the report that suffers. Okay. So it's Namibian family. It's actually Namibian family. It's our resilience. It is our resilience as a nation. So, and this brings me to the biggest question of all. Okay? Accountability. Accountability. I said I will make it a point, you know, for me this year. That's what I'm after. So let's hold people accountable. So now accountability. So the Office of the Auditor General has done its job. It has done its job. They have held up a mirror to the ministry, and the reflection is not good. So the reflection is not good at all. So they have presented the facts to the parliament. They also have presented the fact this to the parliament. So what happened now? So what are we going to do? So will this report be debated with the seriousness it deserves in the National Assembly? Will it be debated with the seriousness it deserves? Think about when we actually planned this. So we're talking about that by 2030, and then when we said, whenever we did plan Vision 2030, so we said, or when we agreed to this SDG, it was not just a matter of exercise that we do. You know, when you ask just to do an exercise, for the sake of just doing exercise, this is a serious thing, given where we are now, given the poverty, given the hunger. There were people, about over 600 people, this year, 2024, during the 2023-2024 financial year, where that massive people were actually, and there was the president declared a state of emergency, you know. There were so many people that are actually at the, you know, at the brink of hunger. So if you look at that, where we were and where we are, not even where we were, where we are at this point in time. So this actually deserves a serious debate. It deserves a serious debate in our National Assembly. But the other thing, will the Minister of Agriculture be called to explain? Because she must be called. You know, I know she's not the one. Well, she has to take on that responsibility now. So she must be called to explain this failure. I think look into your book, why we fail, even if it's, you know, as we see, data and all this, they are not correct. They are not provided. So she must be called to explain this failure, not with defensive statement, but with concrete plans of actions. So a plan with clear timelines and public target, so we can all see what is the progress. So, and this is what we're afraid, and this is the fear. So will this report just gather dust on a shelf? would just gather dust on a shelf. So another critical review that leads to no real change. This is not the first time. There are other critical reviews that have been made before. And what do they do? The report comes. Where do we put them? On the shelf. And there it collects dust. But we have to challenge the official narrative. We really have to challenge the official narrative. The article also mentioned, this article by Duarte also mentioned that the ministry responded by saying they are training seed growers and security and securing land. Well, that's great. But the Auditor General's comeback is crucial. Where is the proof? And why do your numbers keep changing? Where is your proof? So as citizen, as the media as well, maybe that's something that we are doing here, we cannot let that question go unanswered. So it is not enough to be told, we are working on it. No, we need to see the results. We need the data to be public, transparent, and accurate also. And this is not about pointing fingers for the sake of it. So we're not just pointing finger for the sake of it. It's about demanding better. It's really about demanding better. Our goal of zero hunger is too important to be derailed. And it's being derailed by uncoordinated effort and questionable data. And this is about our survival and our prosperity. The Auditor General has given us the diagnosis, if you like. So they have, with this critical review, they have given us the diagnosis. So the question now is whether our leaders have the political will actually to administer the cure. We need that cure. So what we looked at, so let's just put this together, just to round it up. So a critical report from our nation's watchdog, you know, the financial watchdog, the Auditor General office, shows that our journey towards a zero hunger has stuck. And this should be the number one priority. So, and this is actually a founding president used to say, a country that does not feed itself, what? You can continue. What did he say? That a country that did not feed itself. Of course, you're open to imagine, and look at this, and we have to think this seriously. Sometimes we talk about these things and we don't really, really, really seriously look into it. So we're still dependent on other country for our consumption, for our own food security. So if those countries decided to say, hey, man, we are not going to send you, you know, maize meals anymore. We're not going to send you that and that and that and that. We're screwed. We're absolutely screwed. Or they can decide, we're going to increase the price of our imports, of our import product that we send it to you. So there's nothing you can do. You can't say no. So we absolutely, absolutely screwed. So, and the reasons are clear. The reasons are very clear. So we have seen the report from the Auditor General's department not talking to each other. So a shocking lack of reliable data and a fundamental failure to prove that the work is actually getting done. So that's what is actually happening. Now, and well, this is not just an administrative issue. It's a reality check. It is a reality check. We have the plans, we have the goals, but now, the bridge between the plan on paper and the food on the table is broken. Yeah? It's actually broken. And that's why I said this is a reality check. So the challenge now is for our elected leaders in parliament and the officials in the ministry to take, you know, to take this report. Take the report, not as an, you know, not as an attach. Okay? So take the report. So look at the report, not as an attack, but as an urgent roadmap for what needs to be fixed. So it should be now, this should be like a roadmap for what actually that need to be fixed. So they need to fix the coordination. So they need to build a data system we can all trust. So, and they need to be honest about where we are. We deserve that. Eh? So we can finally start moving in the right directions. All right. So the promise of zero hunger by 2030 is just about how many years? 4 years away. So the clock is ticking. The clock is ticking. And we, the public, so we should be watching. We should hold those that are responsible for this accountable. And we must keep asking the questions. What do you think? Our telephone number is 0833-366-091. So, what is your say? What is your opinion? What is your opinion on this? So, because this is very, very, very serious. It is serious. So, and make sure that you subscribe to The Villager. And you can also go deep into the story that is in our, as I said, this is a leading story on yesterday's edition of The Villager by Dwight Lynch. So, what do you think? What are your opinion? What are you saying? So, 0833-366-091. So, do come through and have your opinion on this topic. So you were trying to call earlier on. Maybe now you can come on. So you were trying to call even before we started. Now, please, this is your opportunity now to come through and probably share your opinion on this very topic.
Great news. Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them
them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Yes, Eagle FM, if you're just joining us, this is Eagle FM, the I. And you are tuning into Unpacking the Day. And my name is Michael Chiavelli. I will be with you until 9:30. So yes, we're looking at the critical report, from our, as I said, from our financial watchdog, the Auditor General's office, and shows that our journey, our journey towards zero hunger, it's absolutely come to a standstill. Has stuck. The journey has stuck, and not because of anything. So there are few, there are clear reasons why we are stuck. One of those, department not talking to each other. So they are not coordinating. So, and then there is duplication of works and, you know, waste of resources and insufficient, you know, inefficiency and all that. So a shocking lack of reliable data. And,
Eagle FM, welcome to Unpacking the Day. Good morning. Why? Is it my phone? Is it? I can't hear you, man. So I don't know whether it's on my side or it's your side.
But I can, now I can hear you now.
Now I can hear you, yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me? I was hearing you, now you disappeared.
All right. I don't know whether that's on my side, but everything seemed to be perfectly right this side. So possibly let me just accuse you that it's on your side. So, our telephone number 08-0833-66091. And, we're talking about, you know, zero hunger. The SDG number 2, zero hunger, that we were supposed to achieve. That's a target, is that by 2030, nobody should be hungry in Namibia. Do you think we are on our way to achieve that? Nobody should be hungry by 2030. Are we? Well, the report from Auditors General said we are not even close at all.
Eagle FM, welcome to Unpacking the Day. What is going on? Can you hear me? Are you there? I know you are there, but I can't hear you, man. I heard you once, but then you disappeared.
Something is not right. Someone has called. I hope, can it someone, or maybe that's someone else called. So, I don't know what to do now. So, yeah, hopefully it's something on your side, maybe not mine. So, yeah, let's hope that's the case, and other people may come through, and that's no problem. So, try again. Maybe I had you once. I remember I had you once, but then your voice disappeared. All right. So 08-333-66091. Okay.
Very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Yeah, I can hear you. So how are you? How are you? I think it's... say that again. I can hear you now.
Good morning. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, yeah.
Yes. I would just like to contribute on the topic.
Yeah. I think it's on my side. I heard you. No, but I, yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me? I think
it is on my side. It's definitely on my side. So there are moments that, you know, we can't hear, I can't hear you. All right. Let me see. It's definitely on my side. All right. Well, technical teams, what do I need to do? So I don't know what's the problem. So, but so let's hope that the one who comes through it's fine. So, yeah.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news. Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. Let's hope that problem has been fixed. All right. So, yeah, our telephone number. Our telephone number is 08, our studio number here in Ondangwa is 08-333-66-091. 08-333-66-091. So, do come through. Let's see if that has been fixed somehow. And I realize that it's actually from my side, not from the caller's, side. All right. I try a little few things. Hopefully that sorted out.
Very good morning to you. Good morning. Nope.
Nope, 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 nope. Okay. All right, so I'm not too sure what is the problem then. I try to do certain things that have been suggested to me to do, but I don't see any problems. All right, but I think it's from my side, whatever that is. All right, so I can't continue saying do come through, and when you come, I can't hear you.
Very good morning to you. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? You probably can, but I can't hear you for some reason. All right. So,
okay. I think that need to be. All right. I'm not really. I heard a little bit. Just hold on a bit.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed.
Good morning.
Morning, how are you?
I'm fine, I can hear you now.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm fine, and yourself? Good morning, can you hear me? I was hearing you. And
hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Hello?
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 Can you hear me? Go on, I can hear you.
I can hear you a little bit, but I think there's a problem. There won't be...
You can't hear me? Something is not right. Can you hear me now?
What is Wat Hanan? Huh? So, I think our line, for some reason, it's not cooperating. I can hear you, you can hear me, I can, you know, so. Okay, keep trying. That's all what I can say. Keep trying. And maybe, but at the beginning, I could actually hear the person, so, but for some reasons, there comes a time we break up. We can't hear each other. All right.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. The eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Omudia, utekiro kaguna, imatina omjo. Chikao shafa sana na longe shifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moyao, ota ingongo tisa mwene. Anange shifa ya Namibia, ombito ombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayakudo nirandi toma yoe, yonge shifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tu imemeha uka kombanga nina. kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yomo programa detu moambo dengera selma kodara heta tuimu datu ndatu heari hamano tano oni aji Eagle FM the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news. Impa just got...
All right. So we seem to have a little bit of a problem when it comes to people coming through. All right. So please let's try again and see what if it's still persisting. So if the problem is still persisting, and otherwise, you know, I'm forced to. So otherwise, I'm forced to be by myself. But actually try again and see if that would actually work. All right. So our telephone number, 08333-66091 and 08333-66091, and see whether that okay. Well, just hold on a little bit and let's see what is this, if this work.
A very good morning to you. Can you hear me?
Hey, morning, Mark.
I can hear you. Yeah, how are you? And then it disappeared.
Double J.
Yeah. Can you hear me now? I can hear you.
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay, yeah.
I think we can go on then.
Yeah.
It seems like it's okay.
Yeah, it looks like it's okay now. Yeah. You can hear me, isn't it?
Can you hear me now?
Mandume?
Mike.
Can you hear me? Yeah, you can hear me.
Yeah, I can hear you, but you keep disappearing.
And you also keep disappearing from my side. All right. So just keep talking. So can you go on?
But I think
you're listening to me. You're listening to me on the radio. Mandume, are you speaking?
Mike, there's something wrong with the line. Definitely. There's something wrong with it.
Oh, okay.
But I just want to say something.
You're disappearing. Okay, let's leave it at that at this point in time. Let me get some people.
It's a good thing indeed.
Mm.
Okay, but for now, because now it's a miscommunication, I may come later maybe if you guys, your technician, handle the issue.
Just go on. Seem to be talking all right now. No. All right. Just come a little bit later, okay?
All right. Okay, let me see. Let me get my technician to deal with this quickly.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM.
Omudiha utekirwa kaguna ii matina omjo Chikao shafasa na nana longeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana Iye moyao ota ingongo tisa mwene Anageshifa ya Namibia ombito ombwa na wa oronjika Seisa nina omayakuro ni randisoma yoe Yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina Kara omkwashi paregi uimepo yomo programa detu Moambo, dengera selma, konara hita tuimu. Datu, heari hamano tano, oni aji. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
All right. So, while they are handling that, please probably do handling that phone problem. So, let's continue. Otherwise, we will be so well. Let's just listen to what I have to say. Yeah. So, and do come through. Maybe something. I've said do come through later and see what have changed. Maybe something has been fixed and then come through. All right. Now there was also, just to complement the story we just covered, we just covered, let's look at there's another story about about the SADC. So recently, the parliamentarian from seven SADC countries, including our very own Namibia, gathered for a big meeting. Okay? The event was co-hosted. It was co-hosted by the SADC Parliamentary Forum, the United Nations Food and Agriculture Organization, so the FAO,
And it had this, now this meeting had financially backing from German and Spain. And we're going to look at that. We're going to question that as well. So now, what was the goal? The goal was to create a new group and an alliance. Yeah, this alliance is to push for laws across the region that guarantee every person's right to adequate food. Every person's right, you know, that every person have a right to adequate food. Okay? Well, on a face value, this is a powerful stuff and a good stuff as well. So the meeting produced a joint statement full of strong commitments. They talked about creating a 2-year work plan, holding government accountable. So one of my favorite words, accountable, and making sure our food systems are fair and just. Okay, good stuff. Good stuff. Now, they even connected their work to big continental plan like Agenda 2063, and also the Global Sustainable Development Goals. So they link it to that. They connect it to those kind of work. And it all sounds very organized and very official. Okay? Now, and Namibia was right there. So we were in the thick of it. Okay? So our deputy speaker also, our deputy speaker of parliament gave a powerful speech. He pointed out that food insecurity is a massive crisis in our region. So, and he mentioned some shocking numbers, nearly 68 million people in Southern Africa are expected to face severe food shortage this season. So 68 million. All right. So, and that is a really, and that's a jump also. It's a huge jump from last year. So, and he correctly identified the causes we all know too well. So what are the causes of that? Poverty, climate change, weak system. So, and he made a fantastic point about reviving our own native crops, you know, things like mahangu and sorghum, so which are far more resilient to our climate than many of the imported seeds. So now he talked about supporting our small scale farmers, something that we have in 2030, something that we were talking about that we failed completely. So he's talking about supporting our scale farmers, who are actually our backbone, the backbone of our rural communities. And also, so you read this and you feel a sense of hope. Okay? A sense of hope. Parliamentary are talking, the UN is supporting them, and they are saying all the right things. They promise to make food a right. Not a privilege, to make food a right, which is actually a great thing. But you know what? my job here is not just to repeat the good news. Unfortunately, my job here is not to repeat the good news. My job is to be, I'm actually to be your watchdog. You remember when I was talking about the auditors, the financial auditors. So they are the auditor general. So now my job here is also to be a watchdog. I'm to be your watchdog. Okay. Not just repeating the good news that has been said. So let's take a short break. And when we come back, so we will put on our investigative hats and ask, what is the real story here? So we will be back.
Omutiha utekirwa kaguna I matina omjo. Chikao shafa sana na longeshifa ya shiwike moshiwana. I moyawo ota ingongotisa mwene. Anageshefa ya Namibia, ompito mbwanawa olonjika. Seitha nina omayakuro ni randitoma yoe, yongeshefa yoe okupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uka kombanga nina. Kara omkwashipareki uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo, dengira selma, kodarahita tuimu. Datu ndatu, heari hamano tano, oniyaj. Eagle FM, the eye.
No matter.
All right, welcome back. So welcome back to Unpacking the Day. So before the break, we laid out the promising story of SADC parliamentarian wanting to legislate the right to food, which is actually a brilliant, good idea. So now let's dig a bit deeper. Okay, so let's dig a bit deeper. Now, first, let's look at the source. Now, the source, what is the source? Let's look at the source. The articles we are discussing was written by the media and communication manager of the SADC Parliamentary Forum. Aha. Uh-huh. So now, this is very important. It doesn't mean the information is false, but it does mean this. It means this. This is not an independent news report. You understand? This is not an independent news report. It is actually it's a public relation piece. So this is a public relation piece. Its job is to make the SADC PF, the SADC Parliamentary Forum, and this event look successful and effective. So that's what the public relation is about. So our first question should be, what might be missing from this rosy picture? What is that might be missing? That's what we need to look at. Now, this leads me to my second point, talk versus action. So talk versus action. Now, my dear friends, how many workshops, summit, high-level meeting have we seen over the years? How many communiques, declaration have been signed in fancy hotels? We are very good at more. We are very, very, very good at forming alliances and developing work plans. We're good at that. Whether it's in Namibia, whether it's on the SADC level, whether it's continental level. The real test is not in the meeting room. It is in our parliament here in Windhoek. That's where the real test is. It is the nation budget. When we see a concrete bill tabled in our own parliament, that is the real test. So, and when will we see that? When will we see now? When we will see that concrete bill tabled, so in our own parliament. When? A bill with teeth. Well, a bill with teeth. I mean, literally. So a bill with teeth that say exactly how the government will ensure this right to food. So we need that bill. So how is our government going to ensure this right to food? A bill that set aside real money for our small-scale farmers. We were just talking about how, you know, the Minister of Agriculture have failed in the auditor's report. So how water infrastructure... So now we need that bill, the bill that set aside real money for our small scale farmers, for water infrastructures, for food banks, in times of emergency. So where is that? And without that, this is just another expensive talk shop. A very well intentioned one. But I'm sure, but talks nonetheless, it's still just about talking.
So, now, let's follow the money. Let's follow the money. And let's follow the mullah. So the article mentioned support from Germany and Spain. Okay? Talking about that this was supported by Germany and Spain. And sometimes this is also, I think that's also ridiculous. Ridiculous in the sense that, you know, we're holding our own, most of our own, okay, we see that as something very important, isn't it? But we always, let me put this, we are grateful. We are grateful of international partner. I nearly said something. So we are grateful for international partners, but we must ask, we really must ask, why? What is their interest in a meeting like that? And even if they don't, maybe it's us who have actually approached them. Why can't we fund some of the program that we feel they are necessary for our own progress and development? Eh? So, and we ask maybe what is their interest? Is it purely humanitarian? And we are happy to be, you know, on a receiving end of humanitarian aid. Eh? Or is it tied to trade deals? Could it be tied to trade deals? Could be tied to influence? Eh? Could it also tied to other geopolitical goals? We don't know. So we need to be aware that international aid is really a one-way street. It's not just, hey, guys, there's the money. Enjoy it. Eh? No way. Eh? There's always something in return. What am I getting in return? What is Germany and Spain had to, what are they getting out of this? And here's a crucial detail I found fascinating, you know, and it's buried near the end of the article. So the election for the leadership of this brand new alliance was postponed. So the election was postponed. So the official reason given was to allow for a broader consultations. Well, in the world of politics, in my experience, in the world of politics, broader consultations can be code word. It could be a code word for disagreement. It could mean that they couldn't agree on who should lead it. And it could signal a power struggle between member states right from the start. Let's see if it's working now.
Eagle FM, welcome to Unpacking the Day. Still the same thing, man. Good morning. Good morning. Yeah, no, we still can't hear each other, so it's unfortunate.
It is unfortunate. So we're trying to work on it. So I don't know how my technicians are doing so far, but maybe just the phone itself, not on, right? It should be on, right? All right. So, yeah, I don't know what to do anymore. So, So, as I said earlier on, in the world of politics, in the world of politics, a broader consultation can be a code. It could be a code word for disagreement. Okay? It could mean that they couldn't agree on who should lead. And it signaled a power struggle. A power struggle between the member state right from the very start. So, now, for an alliance meant to show a regional solidarity, that's a worrying first step, if that's the case. So if that's the case, that's a worrying step. So it hints that behind the unified public statement, there may be already some crack. There may be already, you know.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Great news. Impa just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Impa? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Impa has to offer at an unbeatable price. Impa, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Purane ngelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo toto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utete okoye ekukorile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi inawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nukumona oijemo ili nawa ninge pata fano Monica ko Eagle FM onora isatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kongerewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu batatu o mafilane Eagle FM the eye.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will.
Well, it looks as if it's actually not my day today. What is the day today? The fifth of August. I need to go back to my life when I was small. What happened on the 5th of August, you know? So maybe something happened when I was small that is follows. It's following me today. Yeah, there's one of those days really, 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 really terrible. All right, but we're back. So where did we end? Before we were cut off, I think not the power, but you know, when you work with internet, sometimes that happens. It just goes off, or it's not, the network is so slow or it's so low. All right, we're back. So we were talking about, now looking at the, as I said, let's bring what we're talking about, the SADC parliamentary alliances that we're talking about. Now, let's bring that home. So, and ask, what does this really mean for us here in Namibia? And I said, our deputy speaker said all the right things, but he even championed our native crops here, the mahangu and the sorghum and all that. He spoke about marginalized farmers. And that's excellent. That's really good. And now we must hold him. So the thing is that we must hold him and all our parliamentarians to those words. So we really have to hold them and all our parents. It's not just something you said well and good there, but when you come back, you're actually not implementing this. So now the real questions that we need, the real question for our Namibia, for us now, the question for Namibia are, where is our national plan? So, and this meeting happened in July. What has our parliamentary done since then, you know, to turn those words into action here at home? What did he do? So it's all well and good when you send people actually to go and represent us, say nice things there, but when they come, what has we done? Have we initiated some kind of national plan? So what about the budget? When we see the next national budget, will there be a significant, noticeable increase in funding for agriculture if we want to do this? Specifically for small scale and climate, as we see, this is the problems. Climate resilient farming. Or will it be business as usual? The president always said it should be not business as usual. Will it be business as usual? So the question for Namibian, are we breaking our dependence? Are we breaking our dependence? We are heavily reliant on South Africa. We are heavily reliant on South Africa and other countries for our food. We are. Probably over 60% of our consumption, what we consume, come from outside. Are we really serious about supporting our own farmers to grow food for our own people? Are we? Is that the first priority? Well, the deputy speaker is calling to champion, you know, his call is to champion native crops as a key. Is anyone in power listening? Do we have those in power listening to him? Well, so here's my take, or my takeaway from this. So this SADC initiative is not a bad thing, not at all. It's potentially good thing. I say potentially, and I choose my word carefully. It's potentially a good thing. It put an important issue back on the table, so which is actually a good thing. But potentially, it doesn't feed a hungry child. It doesn't. So we cannot afford to be passive spectators, my dear people. We, the public, the media, are the oversight committee. As I said, we are the watchdog. So our job is to remember these promises. So remember these promises. I want you to remember these promises, to ask our elected leaders. So when they come asking for our vote next time, then we ask them, what happened to that right to food? What happened to that right to food? To that right to food law you have promised us? What have you done to make sure my family can afford a decent meal? And this is not being cynical. I'm not being cynical. It's about being responsible citizens. We should be. So it's about making sure that the right to food becomes more than just a headline. It shouldn't be just a headline in a paper. Or you shouldn't just go there and have all these nice speeches. It must become a reality in our homes, in our farms, on our plate. Eh? So it's about our dignity and it's about our survival. So it must become a reality. I say it on our plate. Eh? So what do you think? Well, can one try again? Maybe something has been done. I'm not too sure how far our technician have gone so far. So can someone try again? 08-333-66-091. 08-333-66-091. I'm not too sure whether that has been fixed now or not. So try again. Someone can you please try again and just see what if that problem has been fixed. 08-333-66-091. So our time is about 19 minutes past the hour of 9. It has been really a roller coaster. So, all right. So, 08-333-66. I just want to see if this is working fine. So please do come through just for me to see whether this is now, it has been fixed. 08-333-66-091. So get to me. Let's see if it's working now. So, all right. So, yes, we're focusing on food today. So, but maybe let me get to alcohol as well. Remember that I said if we have time, we have about 10 minutes. And I cannot just sit and waiting for you to come through. Let's get to that. Let's talk what the UN report saying, the WHO report, is saying about Namibia. When it comes to how we consume alcohol. So, yeah. Now, the world, the WHO, the World Health Organization, has actually released a report, has released a new report. This is specifically on Namibia. And the headline is very, 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 very clear. We have a serious problem. We have a serious problem with alcohol. So not just with drinking it, not just with drinking it, but with controlling its sales and dealing with the fallout. So it's not just about drinking, but how the controlling, especially the controlling with the sales and dealing with the fallout. So now, so this WH report, lays out the fact as they are, let's just lay out the facts as they presented them. So now first, they say our laws, especially the law, the Liquor Act of 1998, are not being enforced properly. So that's what it says. So they are not being enforced properly. Now, we all know this law. It says you can't sell alcohol on Sunday or public holidays. And it set a specific trading hours, and it says you can't sell to anyone under the age of 18. So when you look at all this, really, and be honest, Okay? And I think I agree with that. Let's be honest. How many of us know a place we can get a drink any day of any week at almost any time? You do. I know you do. So the report points a finger directly. It's actually pointing the finger directly at that. At that. That's where it points the finger. It talks about illegal shebeens, sales from homes, even from fuel stations. So the availability is, to put it mildly, everywhere. So the availability is everywhere. So the number they present are unbelievable. Unbelievable. They claim the average Namibia adult consume 12 liters of pure alcohol a year. So pure alcohol a year. So 12 liters. And that put us way above the average for our region and also for the world. So this term they used, heavy episodic drinking. Well, that's binge drinking. So the reports say nearly 13% of Namibian adults are doing this, binge drinking. So that's more than 1 in 10 adults. More than 1 in 10 adults, they do a binge drinking. So the first part of the story is this. The HWO is telling us we have good laws on paper, but on the street, it is a different story. The supply is out of control. It's absolutely out of control. But that's just the surface. That is the what. Now, the real question is why. And so what? Now, let's get into that. All right? Now, so we're talking about the new WH report on alcohol in Namibia. So if you're just joining us. So we have established the problems, the widespread availability and higher consumptions. Now, So what? What is the real world impact on this? So what is the real world impact of this? So the report gives us some truly heartbreaking numbers in just the past years. Social worker had to step in over 3,400 times because of alcohol-related issues. So that's thousands of families in crisis, my friend. So it is domestic violence. It is child neglect. It's poverty. It is not just a party on Friday. You know, it's not just a party on Friday night. So it is a crisis in our homes. So now, then there are deaths. The report linked almost 1,200 deaths in 2019 directly to alcohol. And on our roads, and if you look on our roads, last year alone, 423 people died in accident where alcohol was a factor. 423 families shattered. So, in just this year, police have already made over 2,000 arrests for drunk driving. So, I always say, these are not just statistics. These are our neighbors. This is our brothers. These are our sisters. These are our children. So when you see numbers this big, you have to ask, is the official story the full story? Or the report paint a picture of nation that is simply falling to enforce its law? It shows the report. It really paints that picture that our nation is simply failing. It's failing to enforce its laws. But is that simple? So now I wanted to challenge this, but I don't have much time. So there are hidden angles. Why is this happening? And I think, let me get a few minutes. Now, why this is happening? Within 2 minutes, let me quickly go through that. So now, angle one. One angle is that is the economic reality. And let's be real. Shebeens, coca shops are not just places to drink. They are not just places for drink. They are small businesses. For thousands of Namibians, selling alcohol is how they put food on the table. So it's how they pay school fees. It's how they survive in a country with high unemployment. So when we talk about cracking down, you know, when we say cracking down on illegal outlet, are we also talking about taking away someone's only source of income? It is a massive economic and social dilemma. So the WHO report with its health, with its, you know, health focus agenda, doesn't really touch on this. It doesn't touch on a social and economic problems. It sees a health problems, but on the ground, it's also an economic survival mechanism. It is economic mechanic survival mechanism. This is a huge hidden part of the conversation. Now, the other angle, the angle number two, is the resource and political will. Is our police force, for example, is our police force truly equipped to enforce the Liquor Act? To enforce that Liquor Act everywhere, all the time, do they have the manpower, the vehicles, the budget? Or are they stretched too thin, dealing maybe with other serious crime? So, and let's ask the uncomfortable question. Is there the political will to enforce these laws strictly? A crackdown is often unpopular. It's really unpopular. It affects voters. It affects business interests. It's easy to have a good law on the books that everyone quietly ignores. So, and number three, before we get to the end. So it's a bias of the source. Okay, now we must remember who wrote this report. So the World Health Organization, their job is to look at public health, and that is their and that is their lens. And they are not, so they are not they are not an economic body or a social development agency. So their recommendation will naturally focus on restriction, enforcement, and health screening. So, and this is not wrong. It is not wrong, but it can be one-sided, one-dimensional. They see the sickness, but maybe they don't see the full context of the patient. In this case, the nation. So the report also mentioned that the Ministry of Health is looking at this alongside tobacco and vaping. So this tells me the government is framing this purely as a health issue. But as we have just discussed, it's also deeply tied to our economy and our social fabric. So if we only treat the symptom, the drinking, and not the root causes like unemployment and lack of opportunity, will we ever truly solve the problem? So this is how we live it. So that's where we live it. And we could have looked at some other way, maybe looking at how we go forward. But, you know, I don't want to eat up too much time of Mr. Helmut. So, good morning. And we have actually come to the end of our Unpacking the Day. It has been in and out. For those who are trying to call, we would see, probably fix this and see how that works out tomorrow. So make sure that you tune again tomorrow and at the same time on the same station here at Eagle FM. So from 7:30 to 9:30. So we see each other tomorrow again at the same time. So for me, Michael Chiavelli, I wish you a pleasant head ahead and have a blessed day. So, and stay tuned for the program that is coming up with Helmut. Mind the gap.
Omudiha wutekiru wakaguna ii matina omjo. Chikawa shafasa na nana nongeshifa ya ishiwike moshiwana. Iye moya wo ota ingongo tisa mwene. Anangeshifa ya Namibia ombitombwa na wa oronjika. Seitha nina omayaguro ni randisoma yoe yongeshifa yoe kupitira mo Eagle FM Media House. Ngoe tuende tuimemeha uu kakombanga nina. Kara omkwashi pareki uimwepo yomo programa detu. Moambo dengira selma konara heta tuimu. Datu ndatu heari hamano tano oni aji. Eagle FM. The eye.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device...
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.